First Cattle Drive. Mountain man Ewing Young made himself a name and a fortune by driving the first herd of cattle overland to the Oregon country. In the fall of 1837, Young founded the Willamette Cattle Company. He selected 9 Willamette Valley settlers who had no experience herding stock to accompany him to California on a cattle-buying mission. Young began purchasing cattle near San Francisco Bay, paying $3 a head until his funds were depleted. With a herd numbering nearly 800 head, they started north. But the Spanish longhorn cattle were difficult to handle, and they had to be denied water and starved into submission before the drive could begin. Rivers posed the greatest danger to the cowboys and the cattle. At the San Joaquin River crossing, the cattle refused to go into the water. Young and the drivers had to rope the cattle and drag them to the other side. This process took a full week, and nearly 100 animals were drowned. The drive continued up the Long Valley and over the imposing Siskiyou Mountain Range. Eventually, the herd was driven into the Willamette Valley, where the settlers were eager to buy cattle. Of the 800 head that started the drive, 632 survived. Young made a profit of 150% on the cattle he sold, making him the wealthiest man in the Oregon country. The cattle belonging to Young were allowed to run wild into the foothills of the Coast Range. Upon his death, there was no one to care for the cattle. They multiplied and within a few years became so troublesome to the settlers, frightening and chasing women and children, they were hunted and slaughtered for the meat.